By the way, it was Nico Mikola said that he thinks it was Brad Marchand that orchestrated the group outing to Dairy Queen on Wednesday. This is from Jameson Olive on Twitter. It's important, Mikola said. You have a day off and you don't want to think about hockey too much. You just live your normal life. Something about it. I mean, it's not Harlem Shake, but the Panthers going to a Dairy Queen on their day off in Raleigh. There's something cool about it. There's something cool about this team, man. I can't get enough of this Panthers team.
Is it one of these Dairy Queens where you can get chicken tenders and stuff like that? Or is it just
an
ice cream
DQ
outing?
Grill.
Right.
DQ Grill.
Yeah. Because I was fascinated.
I've never had the food at Dairy Queen.
Me neither.
Because some of them have food, some of them don't. They're known for the Brazer Burger.
I didn't know that they had DQ grills. I had no idea. Yeah. I know there's commercials every now and then with food from Dairy Queen. I had never seen one. And then my brother, when he was in college, played a soccer game in Iowa. There was a city we went to go watch him play. All they had was a Walmart and a Dairy Queen, a DQ grill in that city and this university. Smallest town I've ever been in. And there was a line out the door. People were eating chicken tenders and what'd you call it?
Brazer Burger.
Brazer Burger. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they're known for. Sure, you're thinking of Brazzers, but no, this is the Brazer Burger. Dairy Queen's known for it. I know where your mind went, Jimmy.
I'd rather have a Blizzard than...
Well, that's the best Brazzers. Thing at Dairy Queen, right? The Blizzard?
I can't imagine these guys are walking in there and ordering what? A banana split?
Well, no, but like a soft serve cone. That's really the two options, right? Do we have any knowledge of what the Panthers ordered at Dairy Queen? Jimmy, call the Dairy Queen in Raleigh. Ask them if they recall several large men coming in on Wednesday and what their order was. No, I'm just teasing, Jimmy. Jimmy's got a holiday weekend to look forward to. Do we have any idea what they ordered? I looked for it. I've only seen some sporadic posts on Instagram and Reddit regarding this Florida Panthers trip to Dairy Queen. Correct me if I'm wrong, though. This is one of those things that can become a thing.
Yeah.
Right? You know, like in sports, certain things just happen with the OKC, with the you know, their version of Will Manso. You see the post-game interviews on their local RSN, and they put the towels on his head. Or whenever SGA is doing an interview, they all gather around him.
Yeah, they totally stole the Big Three's photobombing stuff.
I mean,
yeah.
It's not. I mean, Chris Bosh would learn. This is a little bit different.
All right, yeah. No, I saw it. I see what the Thunder are doing. Yeah.
But certain things happen where they just take on a life of their own.
Harlem Shake.
But everyone was doing Harlem Shake. I'm talking about like something that you have no idea. Kevin Spacey all of a sudden became Florida Panthers super fan.
Yeah.
By the way, I don't know if you saw him at Con. Like he came out swinging. Like he's on his resurgence tour because he was found not guilty of everything. It's kind of a whole smear job on him. But that Kevin Spacey era was organic.
Yeah.
With the Panthers. The Rats, that was organic.
Organic.
You could kind of see them going to DQ on days off, right? I mean, they kind of should go to DQ today. Is there one out near Sunrise?
Tradition? Oh, there has to be. There has to be DQs near Sunrise.
But that's like sports superstition 101, you know?
There is, right? You found one?
Yep, that the shops at Sawgrass.
Oh, they have one? Oh, yeah, but they'd have to walk in the mall.
No, it's standalone.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, the shops at Sawgrass. So not Sawgrass Mills Mall?
No.
Interesting. So it's an out parcel?
Yes, on Hiatus Road.
Jimmy, call them. Find out exactly where they are. Ask them where they are in regards to, like, Yellow Toucan. That's such a great joke for, you know, lifelong South Floridians. Like, where are you in reference to the Yellow Toucan lot?
Hawk, I've told you famously, I've never been to Sawgrass Mills. Never been to that
mall. Bizarre.
Yeah. No need to. I've got Dolphin Mall. I've got Dadeland Mall.
You're 31, almost 31.
And I've got the Falls.
You've never been to Sawgrass Mills Mall.
I got Town and Country.
That is so crazy to me. So you don't know what Yellow Toucan is?
No idea.
Oh, my God.
But from what I know about Sawgrass is that the majority of people who are going to Sawgrass Mills, and correct me if I'm wrong, this could totally be a stereotype, and I could be doing this incorrectly, but it's South Americans with luggages, usually from Brazil or Argentina, in the past Venezuela, that wouldn't know who Sergei Bobrovsky was if he walked in to Dairy Queen at Sawgrass Mills.
So there are a lot of South American visitors. Also, the plural of luggage is luggage, not luggages.
Erroneous.
No, it's not erroneous.
But you couldn't just let that one go, really?
No.
Why?
You sound like an idiot.
Why?
You sound like an idiot. It's South Americans with luggages.
How many times do I have to explain to you that English is not my first language?
I can see why.
There are plenty of tourists there, but I think there's plenty of locals there as well. They've got all the apartments right around there, too. It just is shocking that someone who's grown up in South Florida, who's never left,
yeah,
has never been to Sawgrass Mills Mall. It almost seems impossible because I think I've told you before, I believe it's the number two tourist destination, or was at one point, after Disney World. It's in your backyard.
It can't be the number two tourist destination. It can't.
I believe it is.
But no joke. And it's not. This is not a criticism of Sawgrass Mills Mall. I'm sure it's a phenomenal mall. But what do they have at Sawgrass that I'm missing out on that I can't experience at Dolphin Mall?
More stores. It's bigger.
But a different variety of stores? Like a different selection of stores that they don't have at Dolphin Mall?
Well, if you don't want variety and you just want whatever they throw at you, that's fine. I mean, do all your shopping at Walmart. But there's a variety of stores. Many of them are outlet stores.
Right. Like which ones?
But you'd have to look through the directory.
Well,
theoretically, it was an outlet mall when it first started. It was supposed to be an outlet mall. And it's since, you know, back in the day, outlet stores were actual outlet stores with discounts. None of these outlet stores are discounted anymore. Yeah. They're just offshoots of the major brands. But go look at the directory at Sawgrass Mills Mall and compare it to the directory of Dolphin Mall. You're going to be reading a whole lot longer for Sawgrass Mills because there's more stores.
They got a Lids. Like I'm driving a Sawgrass Mills for a Lids. I can't just order that hat on Amazon.
That's like saying, why would I go to Disney World when there's a roller coaster at the Dade County Youth Fair?
Stop.
But no, it's the exact same thing.
Come on. Somebody mentions Dolphin. Rainforest Cafe. I know we've talked about that. And I'm willing to concede. I haven't been to Rainforest Cafe in 20 years.
Dolphin Mall is 1.4 million square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So remember that because now I'm going to look up Sawgrass Mills.
Mm-hmm.
1.4 million. Can you remember that?
Yeah.
Sawgrass Mills is 2.37 million square feet.
So a little bigger.
So you figure out what's the difference between, use your distributive theory here.
Mm-hmm.
You figure out what's the difference between a mall that's 1.4 million square feet versus a mall that's 2.4 million square feet.
The one that is 2.4 million square feet has a bigger Claire's. I mean, like we're talking.
So you think it's
nothing.
All the same stores, just the stores are bigger?
Yeah.
Or do you think the extra 1 million square feet is filled with more stores and different stores than they might have at Dolphin Mall.
Their fitting rooms are larger.
Okay. Wild. You ever been to Town Center Mall in Boca?
No.
No. You ever been to the Gardens Mall in Palm Beach Gardens?
No.
No. You ever been to Aventura Mall?
Yes. Aventura Mall, yes. But I learned they refurbished the whole thing. Haven't been there in over a decade.
This is wild to me.
But why am
this I... This is why I'm a big fan of the Panthers and hate you.
Yeah, understood. But why am I driving... No joke. I'm not saying I don't go to Boca. I've been to Boca.
Why are you driving to Disney World? Why are you driving to Epcot? Why are you driving to Epcot?
You can't compare.
Instead of going to University Drive in Davie.
You can't compare Epcot and the fair.
But you're comparing Sawgrass Mills Mall to Dolphin Mall.
To Dolphin Mall. Dolphin Mall is a very suitable mall. Suitable.
Right. Any mall that's a million square feet is pretty big, right?
So in other words, Hawk, you were telling me that it is worth my hour-long drive to go to Sawgrass Mills to shop. That's what you're saying, to shop.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I don't believe you.
okay.
That's ridiculous.
Well, why do people drive there from all over? Like, you think it's just the people who live at Atrium on 136?
It's just ridiculous.
Like, why do... When you build a mall that's 2.5 million square feet, don't you think people are driving from all over to get there?
They're a bunch of suckers then.
All right.
I'm not hating on Sawgrass Mills, by the way. I'm sure it's a nice mall.
No, I'm having a tough time. That's fine that you're not hating at it. I'm having a tough time figuring out what you're not understanding about a gigantic mall versus a small mall.
I understand
Aventura it
perfectly.
Mall is a better mall than Dolphin Mall. I've been to them both.
Oh, I
Aventura
agree.
Mall is a better mall.
See, that I can wrap my head around. Aventura Mall has luxury stores, luxury
so does Sawgrass.
Food offerings.
So does Sawgrass.
Okay, but if I can go to Aventura Mall, cut my drive down by half an hour, why wouldn't I do that?
Listen, if you're going east to Aventura and you're going to be on Biscayne Boulevard there, you ain't cutting anything out.
Just seems bizarre that you're so shocked that somebody who's lived in West Kendall for their entire life hasn't made the trip to Sawgrass Mills to shop.
Yes, because South Americans make the trip to Sawgrass Mills to shop.
Yeah, my aunt. Every time she comes here from Uruguay, spends 7 days at Sawgrass Mills. Makes no sense.
You make no sense.
I'll be at Town and Country.
You stay there. Right. Anyway, congratulations to the Panthers for going to Dairy Queen. 4 o'clock hour is coming up. We got to give away the Marlins tickets in the 4 o'clock hour. I'm going to talk about Life Imaging FLA because I don't want to talk about what we've been talking about for the last 15 minutes. Making my head hurt.